A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no greater commandment than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask any more questions. Have you had the experience of talking with someone whom you may be meeting for the first time or who is a casual acquaintance and it becomes a conversation of substance? It is surprising at first. We stay with it as it develops with a kind of expectant hope that this person gets it. We stay in the exchange. We sense a genuine kernel of truth. There is a shared understanding at a level where it takes years to get to, even with some of the closest people in our lives. These moments are graced. They are blessing. They encourage us, literally, increasing the courage we need to be about what we know is the right thing. They help solidify our conviction. We hear this person not just agree or use the words and concepts we ourselves would use with the same reasoning and logic as our own. Rather, they add that one piece to the whole that perfectly fits it all together and absolutely seems to sum up exactly what we mean, exactly what we have been trying to say ourselves all along for some time. At that moment, there is authentic understanding. We know the person gets it. She or he gets it not as a concept, not as an idea or topic or head thing, but as it is for you. An integral thread woven through all of who you are, what you believe, what you hope for, and what you know is true. When the scribe in this passage from Mark responds to Jesus' answer with the conclusion, "is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices," he is doing this very thing. The text tells us Jesus saw he answered with understanding. How remarkable. For 11 chapters in Mark, up to this point, the scribes consistently appear to strain the gnat, to trip Jesus up, to catch him in a word game. Anything to tarnish his success with the people, anything to weaken his appeal. But not this scribe. What is remarkable is not so much this scribe is not like the others we've encountered before in Mark's gospel. What is remarkable is Jesus' loving God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and his neighbor as himself, overrides what you and I do so easily, seeing this person first as adversary. No. Understanding the reign of God means living out of a new consciousness, the consciousness of Christ. Jesus' consciousness does not have the scribe in a box. His preconceived notion is that this person, like himself, also longs for the one true God. Jesus' discursive posture is receptive, welcoming, inviting rather than defensive and protective. Jesus' consciousness allows for authentic conversation about the most integral thread woven through all of who he is, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Today, the grace of this passage includes the opportunity for our own deepening conversion. The opportunity to look at the one we call adversary, enemy, and to look at this one with the consciousness of Christ. And in so doing, such a choice is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices we can offer during Lent.